聖書を読んでみると神様はそのほとんどの場面でユダヤ人に語りかけておられることがわかります。
When we read the Bible, we can find in many of the passages that God speaks directly to the Jewish people.
そしてユダヤ人こそが神に選ばれた民であるという印象を持っておられる方が多いかと。
And I think most of us have the impression that the Jews are the chosen people of God.
そうすると、例えば自分だったら、なんで神様は日本人のことを選んでくれなかったんだろう。ジョエルだったら、なんでカナダ人のことを選んでくれなかったんだろう。といったふうに、なんで自分の国や民族のことを選んでくれなかったのか。なんでユダヤ人なのか。あと疑問に思ったことがある人がいるのではないでしょうか。
Then, for example, I might be left with the question, why didn't God choose the Japanese? Or if I was Joel, I might think,Well, why weren't the Canadians the chosen people of God? Maybe some people have wrestled with the question of why God didn't choose their national or ethnic group, or wondered why God seemingly chose the Jews.
中には、いや、そもそも特別にある民族を選ぶんじゃなくて、すべての人に語りかけてくれたらよかった。そしたら、自分も神様のことを知ることができたの。神様はなんて不公平な神様なんだ。と感じた人もいるかもしれません。
Perhaps some of us have even felt slighted and responded critically, saying, God never should have chosen one people or nation in the first place. God should have spoken to and interacted with all people equally and fairly. Why does God show favoritism? That's unfair.
なぜ神様がユダヤ民族を選ばれたのか。その疑問を考えるには、ユダヤ民族の先祖をたどっていたときに行き着くアブラハムという人物を知る必要があります。
So to answer this important question in our faith, why did God choose the Jewish people? We must know and understand about Father Abraham, the ancestor from whom the Jewish people traced their lineage and faith.
このアブラハムは、今日の創世記12章の箇所に登場したアブラムという人物と同一人物です。ちょっとややこしいんですが、アブラムは後に神様に新しくアブラハムという名前をもらいます。アブラハムとして有名な人物なので、今日はずっとアブラハムと統一して呼んでいくことにします。
This Abraham is the same person who is first identified as Abram in our passage today, read from Genesis chapter 12. Perhaps it's a little bit confusing, but Abram later on receives a new name.Abraham from God to reflect the relationship that they shared. So throughout today's message, I will just refer to him by his God-given name, Abraham.
なぜ神様はユダヤ民族を選ばれたのかという質問は、なぜ神様はアブラハムを選ばれたのかと置き換えることができます。
Perhaps a more accurate question then, instead of why did God choose the Jewish people, would rather beWhy did God choose Abraham?
ということで、今日の創世記12章の中に登場する重要なキャラクターのうちのアブラハムという人物についてちょっと聞いてみましょう。
So let's take a moment to take a brief look at Abraham, one of the primary and most important people in today's passage, Genesis chapter 12.
アブラハムはカルデアという地域のウルという都市の出身だと言われています。
Abraham was born and raised in the city of Ur, from the region of Chaldea.
カルデアのウルは現在のイラクの中にあり、古代の世界では重要な都市でした。アブラハムの時代に繁栄した文明があったことが考古学的にも発見されています。
Located in now present day Iraq, the Chaldean city of Ur was a significant and important city in the ancient world.Archaeologists have discovered that it was a very prosperous civilization in the time of Abraham's life.
このウルは近くの国々と盛んに交易を行っており、またここには大規模な図書館があったとも言われています。このウルという大きな都市で育ったアブラハムはおそらく高度な教育を受けていたと思われます。
The city of Ur was a hub for international trade with neighboring countries.And it was also home to an extensive library. Growing up in this big city then, Abraham likely had access to top quality education for the time and was probably highly educated himself.
またアブラハムはこのウルにおいて 裕福な遊牧民の家に生まれたとも学者たちの間では考えられています。
Most scholars also suggest that within the citizens of Ur, Abraham's nomadic family was likely wealthy and successful.
アブラハムの時代、羊や牛、といった家畜の持ち主は莫大な富を蓄えることができました。羊や牛などの動物は食料にもなったし、着る衣服にもなったし、天幕の素材、生贄などに使われる価値ある必需品だったのです。
In that time, those who owned sheep and oxen were able to accumulate enormous wealth. Animals such as these two were valuable necessities that could be used for food, clothing, tent materials, and costly religious offerings.
そのアブラハムに神は語りかけられます。一節から二節、あなたはあなたの土地、あなたの親族、生まれ故郷、あなたの父の家を離れて私が示す地へ行きなさい。そうすれば私はあなたを大いなる国民とし、あなたを祝福し、あなたの名を大いなるものとする。あなたは祝福となる。
It is to this Abraham who God speaks this command and promise in chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. One day, the Eternal One called out to Abram, Abram, get up and go. Leave your country, leave your relatives and your father's home, and travel to the land I will show you. Don't worry, I will guide you there. I have plans to make a great people from your descendants.And I am going to put a special blessing on you and cause your reputation to grow so that you will become a blessing and example to others.
アブラハムはこの時、創造主なる誠の神に選択を迫られます。家族と財産を伴って見知らぬ地に旅立つか、それとも今いる場所にそのまま留まるか。すでに持っているものでどこかに、のどかに平穏に暮らすか、それとも神の指示に従って不確かな旅に出ていくか。
In this moment, Abraham is faced with a challenge by the one true creator God, and he has to make a choice. Will he pick up his family and belongings and move to some strange land that God hasn't even clearly revealed exactly where it is? Or will he choose instead to remain in a familiar,comfortable place that involves no risk and where he and his family can live with relative peace.
アブラハムはすでに裕福でした。何不自由ない暮らしがありました。なのにそれを手放して神に従っていったのです。
Abraham was already wealthy, already successful, already greatly blessed. He lacked and needed nothing. Yet,He chose to let go of it all, to surrender it, so that he could fully obey and follow God.
アブラハムが生まれ育ったこのウルという都市は、創造主なる神を知らない自己中心的な都市だったとも言われています。当時はおそらく人々は多くの神々を信仰しており、町には偶像が溢れていたと。
The city of Ur, where Abraham was born and raised, was a central and self-consumed society whose residents would have been unaware of, oblivious to, and disinterested in the true creator God. The people were polytheistic. In other words, they were believing in and worshiping many other gods. And the city would have been full of religious idols and idol worship.
アブラハムもそういう社会や文化、そういう家庭の出身でした。多くの神々を信じ、礼拝することが当たり前の中にいたのです。でもおそらく心の深いところが全然満たされないことに疑問を持ち、人間が作った神々に対して違和感を感じ、心のどこかで誠の神を求めていたのかもしれません。
Abraham grew up in that society, in that culture, and was raised in a home that would have believed, valued, and practiced that. He likely would have taken it for granted that performing worship rituals to gods represented by these idols was the norm, and he would have likely participated in them too, together with his family, with his friends, and with his neighbors. But perhaps, just perhaps, somewhere deep down in the depth of his heart, there was an unfulfilled longing for something more, a growing questioning or seeking that increasingly made him feel uncomfortable with the gods created by and fashioned after humans. His heart was longing in inexplainable ways for the one true God.
そのアブラハムは誠の神に語りかけられた時に従順に従っていきました。
It was this Abraham who began to recognize and respond obediently to that one true God when God spoke to him.
そしてそのアブラハムという一人の男の従順な決断を通して、後に神は偉大なことをなさり、全世界の歴史に大きな影響を与えている。
It was through this obedient and faith-filled response and choice of this man named Abraham that God did great things. Great things that influenced and altered the entire history of the whole world, even up until today.
なぜ神様はユダヤ民族を選ばれたのか？なぜ神様はアブラハムを選ばれたのか？
Why did God choose the Jewish people? Why did God choose Abraham?
神様は何もエコひいきをしてアブラハムだけを選び、またユダヤ民族を選ばれたのではありません。それ以前から神様は全ての人に語りかけておられました。ただ問題だったのは、人間にそれを聞く耳がなかったことです。それは今の時代も同じです。
God wasn't showing favoritism when God chooses Abraham, nor when God chooses the Jewish people.Even before that, God was already speaking to all people. The problem, rather, was that the humans weren't willing to listen and respond with obedience. We have the very same problem today.
しかし、アブラハムは違いました。神の語りかけを聞き入れる耳があり、その語りかけに応える心の準備ができており、そして神の導きに従う従順さがあった。
However, Abraham responded differently. He openly listened to and responded obediently to the voice of God. His heart was ready to follow God's guidance to wherever God wanted to go and to whatever God was planning to do.
信仰の父とも呼ばれるアブラハムから私たちが学べることはまだまだたくさんあります。ですが、今日のメッセージの焦点はこのアブラハムではなく、今日の箇所に登場するもう一つの、もう一人の重要なキャラクターである神がどういうお方であられるのかであり、その神はどんなビジョンを持っておられるお方なのか。
There's actually so much that we can learn from Abraham, whom scripture refers to as our father of faith. However, today's message is not actually focused merely on Abraham, but rather on the most important and most central characterIn today's passage, that is God Himself. So, who and what is the character of this God? And what kind of vision is God's vision?
先ほど読んだ1節2節にある神のアブラハムに対するあなたの生まれ故郷を出て私の示す地へ行きなさい。私はあなたの名を大いなるものとして祝福するという語りかけに続いて3節で神はこのように言われています。私はあなたを祝福する者を祝福し、あなたを呪う者を呪う。地のすべての部族はあなたによって祝福される。
In the first two verses of Genesis 12 that I read previously, where God essentially says to Abraham, leave your country, travel to the land that I will show you, and I'm going to put a special blessing on you and cause your reputation to grow, so that you will be a blessing and example to others.God then continues this by saying to Abraham in verse 3, I will also bless those who bless you and further you in your journey, and I'll trip up those who try to trip you along the way. Through your descendants, all of the families of the earth will find their blessing in you.
すべての部族はあなたによって祝福される。ここに神様のビジョンがすでに描かれているのです。
All of the families of earth will find their blessing in you. It is this phrase where God reveals the nature of his vision.
この後、どういうことが起こっていったと聖書に書かれているかといえば、アブラハムを通してユダヤ民族が起こり、ユダヤ民族の一人の人間として神の子、イエス・キリストがこの地に来てくださり、そのイエス・キリストを通して全ての人に対する神の救いの約束が実現し始め、今も実現し続けているんです。
As we continue through scripture then, it tells us what happens after this, that through Abraham, his descendants arise and become known as the Jewish people. And into their midst, Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, is born into this world.Through Jesus, God's promise of salvation for all people is revealed and begins to unfold and is continuing to unfold today.
同じ神のビジョンが描かれている他の箇所を3つほどを一緒に見ていきましょう。
And let's look at three other passages where God continues to reveal and demonstrate his vision clearly.
ヨハネの福音書3章16節から17節。神は実にその一人子をお与えになったほどによう愛された。でそれは御子を信じる者が一人として滅びることなく永遠の命を持つためである。神が御子を世に使わされたのは世を裁くためではなく御子によって世が救われるためである。
John chapter 3 verses 16 and 17 For God expressed his love for the world in this way He gave his only sonthat whoever believes in him will not face everlasting destruction, but will have everlasting life. Here's the point. God didn't send his son into the world to judge it. Instead, he is here to rescue a world headed towards certain destruction.
ピリピ人への手紙2章6節から11節。キリストは神の見姿であられるのに、神としてのあり方を捨てられないとは考えず、ご自分を虚しくしてしもべの姿を取り人間と同じようになられました。人としての姿を持って現れ自らを低くして死にまでそれも十字架の死にまで従われました。それゆえ神はこの方を高く上げてすべての名に勝る名を与えられました。それはイエスの名によって天にあるもの地にあるもの地の下にあるもののすべてが膝をかがめすべての舌がイエス・キリストは主ですと告白して父なる神に栄光を期するためです。
Philippians chapter 2 verses 6 through 11 Though Jesus the Anointed was in the form of God, he chose not to cling to equality with God, but he poured himself out to fill a vessel brand new, a servant in form and a man indeed. The very likeness of humanity, he humbled himselfobedient to death, a merciless death on the cross. So God raised him up to the highest place and gave him the name above all, so that when his name is called, every knee will bow in heaven, on earth, and below, and every tongue will confess. Jesus, the Anointed One, is Lord, to the glory of God our Father.
ヨハネの黙示録21章3節から4節。見よ、神の幕屋が人々と共にある。神は人々と共に住み、人々は神の民となる。神ご自身が彼らの神として共におられる。神は彼らの目から涙をことごとく拭い取ってくださる。もはや死はなく、悲しみも叫び声も苦しみもない。以前のものが過ぎ去ったからである。
Revelation chapter 21 verses 3 and 4 And I heard a great voice coming from the throne. See, the home of God is with his people. He will live among them. They will be his people and God himself will be with them. The prophecies are fulfilled. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning, no more.Crying, no more. Pain, no more. For the first things have gone away.
イエスを信じ、イエスに従う者たち、つまり私たちを含めたイエスの弟子として生きる者たちを通して、すべての人、すべての作られたものをあがない出し、救い出し、 それによって神の栄光が褒めたたえられるようになること、つまりもう一度すべての被造物が創造主を褒めたたえるというあるべき姿、もともとの良い関係へと回復させられるようになること、これが神の意図。
Through those who believe in and obediently follow Jesus, in other words, through those who live as Jesus' disciples, including all of us, all people can know and receive God's redemption and salvation for His praise and His glory. Said another way, when all the creation is restored to a right relationship with the Creator, which God desires and intended since the beginning, their hearts return fully in praise to God. This is God's vision.
創世記の12章で神がアブラハムに行きなさいと語りかけ、召し出された時に神はすでにこの壮大なビジョンを描いておられたのです。そしてそのためにそのパイプ役として従順だったアブラハムを、そしてその子孫であるユダヤ民族を選ばれ用いられたのです。
In Genesis 12, when God tells Abraham to go and he calls Abraham to his purposes, God already had the vision and he was revealing it. He chose Abraham because of his obedience and Abraham's descendants too, the Jewish people, as the channel through which he would accomplish his vision.
同じように神様はこの壮大なビジョンのためにイエス・キリストを通して私たちのこともそのパイプ役として用いようと選んでくださった。
Similarly, through Jesus, God has also chosen all of us as the conduits through which He intends to continue unfolding His amazing vision.
神様は私たち一人一人を救うために御子イエス様の命を捧げてくださいました。それだけ私たち一人一人のことを愛しておられ、大切に思っておられます。でも私たち一人一人を救い出すことは神のビジョンのほんの一部分であって、その全体像はもっともっとはるかに大きなものなんです。
In fact, the whole reason that God surrendered the life of His precious Son Jesus is to save us. That is how much He loves us and values us as His treasure. But saving each one of us is only one part of the more expansive vision of God.
今年度のテーマである、力強く成長する、私たちが力強く成長していくためになぜこの神の大きなビジョンが大切なのか、2つのポイントを学んで終わりたいと思います。
So our theme for this year is to thrive. So why is the great vision of God so important for us to understand in order to thriveWe would like to share two reasons before we finish today's message.
一つ目、その人の行動、考え、優先順位、生き方はその人が目を向けているビジョンによって決まります。
Number one, our actions, our thoughts, our priorities, and our way of living are determined by the vision that we see and focus on.
ビジョンというともしかしたら馴染みがない方もおられるかもしれません。別の言い方をすると未来像。
Vision, as you know, has two meanings in English. One is eyesight, and the other is the goal and purpose which defines our present situation and guides us to a desired future. Interestingly, both of these are connected to the idea of what we see or perceive and focus on.
皆さんは朝起きてその日一日何をしてどんな風に過ごすのか、だいたいその日の未来像、全体像を思い浮かべると思います。前日またはもっと前から事前に計画する人もいるかもしれません。
Every morning when we wake up, we think about what we'll do, how we'll spend the day, and slowly make the decision about our future as we envision that day. Some of us may be the type to plan aheadand actually do this a day or several days ahead.
例えば、ある休日、その日はお昼前から友達と公園行ってピクニックの約束があって、その後は家でゆっくりピザを食べながら家族で映画を見て過ごします。次の日は仕事や学校があって朝早いから10時には寝よう。これがすでに決まっているその日の大まかな計画であり、その日に描いているビジョン、 未来像だと言えると思います。
For example, on a day off, we might make a plan with friends to go before noon to the park and have a picnic together, and then come back home afterwards to relax with family while eating a pizza and watching a movie. The next day will be an early morning because of work and school, so that means a 10 p.m. bedtime. Already, we have a basic overall plan for our day, and we could say that we have a vision of what that day will hold.
その未来像があると、じゃあ朝は何時に起きて、ピクニックには何を準備して、何時頃には家を出発して、夕飯はどんな種類のピザを注文するかを選んで、そのピザは何時に注文して、何時にピックアップして、見る映画も家族と一緒に話して選んで、といった風に何を優先して、どういうタイミングで、何をどうしていくかが自然とその未来像に沿って決まってくるのです。
So with the vision of that upcoming day, we know and talk with our family about what time we'll wake up, what we need to prepare for the picnic, what time we need to leave the house to get to the park,What kind of pizza we want to order for dinner and what time we want to pick it up and what movie we plan to watch. So we can determine what our priorities and values are and the timing and the order of what we need to do and how we need to do it as it aligns naturally with the vision that we have for the day.
これが一つ目。その人が目を向けているビジョン、未来像によってその人の行動、考え、優先順位、生き方が決まります。
So this is the first point. The vision or the future image to which we look at and focus upon determines our actions, our thoughts and priorities and our way of living.
二つ目、より大きなビジョン、未来像に目を向けるなら、より力強く成長し生きていくことができます。
Point number two. If we look at a bigger vision and future,We can truly live and thrive.
自分がラバンサーブというカンボジア選挙に関わり始めて10年以上が経ちます。はじめはただ参加する側だったんですが、参加する方をリードしたり、ケアしたりする側に回るようになって、このビジョンというか、目を向けるところの大切さに関して一つ気づかされたことがあります。
It has been more than 10 years now since I started my involvement in the Love and Serve mission to Cambodia. At first, I was just a participant and a team member, but now I'm a leader and a caregiver in this mission. So I've noticed something about vision and the importance of how we look at things.
ボランティアとして参加してくださる方々もいろいろ悩み、葛藤しながら参加してくださるのですが、その中でカンボジアのラブ&サーブに参加しようかな、どうしようかな、行こうかな、行かないかな、と悩む人がいます。
Amongst those who participate as volunteers and team members in this mission, there are a variety of challenges and worries that they must face. But I've observed that all participants can generally be divided into two large categories or groups. The first group are those who primarily focus on whether or not they should evenconsider going to Cambodia or not, and whether they think they can even participate in love and serve.
またある人は、ラブ&サーブに参加して、どんなことをしよう、自分には何ができるかな、といった悩みを持ちます。
The second category or group of people are those who primarily focus rather on what we can do through the love and serve mission, and what they can best contribute as a part of the team.
皆さんはこの二人の人の違いがお分かりになるでしょうか。見ているビジョンの大きさが違うし、悩みや葛藤のレベルが違います。
Church, can you see the difference between these two groups? The size of the vision that they have, what they're looking at and focusing upon, and the level at which they are facing the challenges is completely different.
前者はおそらく参加するための費用に目を向けているか、または思い描いているのは、やっぱり参加しないで日本に残って他のことをしている自分の姿か、または行くことを思い描いているとしても、飛行機に乗っている自分の姿までかもしれない。
The first group's major focus or consideration is likely the cost of participating, and whether or not they can realistically or even if they really want to go to Cambodia, or whether staying in Japan and doing something else is what they really want for themselves. They may even be focusing upon whether or not they think they can ride on so many planes for that amount of time or not.
しかし、後者、2番目の人にとっては、カンボジアに行くということは通過点でしかありません。つまり、かかる費用も飛行機での移動もただの通過点。描いているのは、その先の現地カンボジアに行って、どんな人と出会って、何を話して、彼らのために自分はどんなことをしているのかというイメージであり、ビジョン。
For the second group, on the other hand, actually going to Cambodia is nothing more than a detail in their focus or consideration. In other words, the cost and the travel details are just that, details. Their focus and consideration goes beyond that, to once they've arrived in Cambodia, what kind of people will they meet? And how will they interact with them? And what...can they actually offer that will be of benefit to the Cambodian people and the future that the Cambodians need and desire.
人生のタイミングだったり、その時の身の回りの状況だったり、またはその人の成熟度だったり、いろんな要素があるので、一概に前者がダメだと裁くわけではもちろんありません。ただ、事実としてより大きな未来像を描いているなら、悩みや葛藤のレベルが高くなり、より豊かに成長し力強く生きることができます。そしてもっと大きなことを成し遂げられるようになります。
There are several factors that influence all people in these two groups, such as the timing and life stage or experience, the situation that they come from and are currently in, their maturity, and so on. So it's not always the case that the first group isn't good, or, and I'm not saying it judgmentally about their value as people.However, it is a matter of fact worth noting that the bigger or broader one's vision is for the future, the height and depth of what one is challenged by and overcomes is also greater. That affects the richness of one's life experience and the depth of meaning in the life lived, and it provides greater opportunities to thrive and grow.
私たちの教会生活でもこれと同じことが言えると思います。
I think the same can be said for our church life, our lives of faith in community.
もし私たちが自分自身の救い、自分自身が満たされることだけに目を向けるなら、例えば毎週日曜日のこの礼拝には毎週1回その時間だけ来て教会に参加することが目的になったり、何かを受けるためだけに来ることに、
If we merely focus on our own salvation and our own satisfaction only, then our goal will likely be just to honor a weekly commitment to be at worship, or much less, we'll only wrestle with whether or not we can or even want to be a part of worshiping together with the church every Sunday. And we focus primarily on what we can receive or how we feel after we've attended.
今週も礼拝に出ることができた。礼拝を守れた。自分は良いクリスチャンだ。とか、ああ、今日はいい説教が聞けて満足だ。というふうに、自分の居心地の良さ、自分が好きな賛美歌やスタイル、自分がいつも座っている席を求めます。今はコロナ禍のために実際に教会に来ることができないかもしれませんが、オンライン礼拝であっても同じことが言えるのではないか。
We might feel a sense of accomplishment or personal peace because we were at least able to be at worship or to join online and use that either consciously or subconsciously to feel like we're doing okay in our faith. What we make decisions about church upon and or what is important to us is whether or not we got something or felt satisfied or reassured by the sermon or felt comfortable with the style of worship.The familiarity of the song sung and the style and order of worship, the personal convenience of being able to worship online, the layout of the auditorium, the familiarity of the building, and maybe even making sure that we get to sit in the same place where we always like to sit.
そして自分の求めているものが得られないと、今日の説教はよくわからなかったな。なんか知らない賛美歌ばっかりだったな。誰も自分に声をかけてくれなかったな。 心に不満が出る。
In the same way, our struggles similarly focus on unmet personal expectations and frustrations, and we find ourselves expressing the unhappiness that's in our hearts, saying things like, I didn't understand or really get anything out of today's message, or no one even greeted me and made an effort to reach out to me and care for me.
一方で、もし私たちが神のビジョン、つまり全ての人が神を知り、神の救いを受けられるようになることに目を向け、自分はそのためのパイプ役になろうと考えるなら、例えば毎週日曜日、みんなで教会として集まるときに、他の教会家族にどんな励ましの言葉をかけられるだろう。まだイエス様を知らない訪問者の方々のためにどんな声掛けができるだろう。自分がもっと成長していくために、教会がもっと成長していくためには何が必要だろう。自分はそのために何を捧げられるだろう。何を手放せるだろう。そう考え、行動していくようになると思います。これも実際にみんなで教会に集まることが困難な今であっても同じことが言えると。
If our focus rather is on God's vision and God's mission, in other words, that all people will know God and receive the gift of salvation He offers to all people, and that we recognize God's vision includes us as active participants in that vision, then our goal when we gather together will be about how we can encourage others in our church family and how we can extend a warm welcome and sensitivity to those visiting in our midst who we don't know or recognize and that they may not yet know Jesus. We may ask ourselves what we personally can do to help the church grow more, proactively seeking support to determine what and how we can practically give of ourselves to do that, and even consider what we may need to give up or be willing to accept as change.
今は日曜日の過ごし方を例えで挙げましたが、残りの月曜日から土曜日も同じように生きていくなら、私たちの人生はどのように、どれほど変えられていくことでしょう。
I use the example of how we view and spend our time and focus on Sunday, but really, if we live the same way on the rest of the days of the week, Monday through Saturday as well, how does that affect the way that we view, understand, and live our lives?How much would we be changed or stay the same?
私たちが最も大きな神のビジョン、未来像に目を向けて生きるとき、私たちはより豊かに成長させられ、力強く生きていくのに、いくようになるんです。
When we live focused on the greater vision and future that God has, we will certainly experience exponential growth, that we'll be changed.And we will truly thrive because of him and for him.
アブラハムから始まってユダヤ民族、そしてイエス・キリストを通して全ての人、全ての作られたものを贖い出し、救い出し、それによって神の栄光が褒めたたえられるようになること。これが神が描いておられるビジョン、未来像です。
God shows his glorious vision first with Abraham and then through the Jewish people, through whom Jesus Christ comes, so that all people and all of creation can be redeemed, restored, and saved, and then returns as an offering of worship and praise to God. This is God's vision and the glorious future focus of his vision.
God's vision, 素晴らしいですね。力強く成長する、その良さも頭では分かる。アブラハムも素晴らしい信仰者なのも分かる。でも自分はアブラハムみたいな素晴らしい信仰者じゃないし、自分はそんなに優れた人間ではない。特別な才能も能力もないし、まあ今の平穏で慣れ親しんだ居心地のいいところにいられれば、別に無理にそこから出て行って力強く成長しなくてもいい。謙虚に聞こえるかもしれませんが、これは誠の謙虚さではありません。
God's vision is amazing, isn't it? And thrive, yeah, I can see how good and how important it is to do that. And I also learned that Abraham is a great example of faith and obedience. But I don't have the same kind of faith as Abraham. And I'm not that good. I'm not one of those superheroes of faith. I don't have any special talent or ability. I don't even know what mine are. I guess as long as I can just be in a stable, calm, comfortable place in my life and my faith, I don't really see any reason or need to push myself to thrive or grow. These statements may sound good and even humble, but this is not true humility.
誠の謙遜、謙虚さとは、自分自身から目を離し、神様を見上げ、神様に目を向けることです。自分がどうであるか、自分が何を好み、何を望むかではなく、神様が何を見ておられ、神様が何を望んでおられるのかに目を向け、それに従順に従っていくことです。
True humility is to remove the focus from ourselves and replace it with looking up to God. Humility is not about what we are or aren't, what we like or don't, what we want or don't want, and what we can or cannot do or be, but rather being able to admit and confess that we are looking to God, who God is, what God desires and wills and is doing, and our ability to respond to God with hearts and attitudes of obedience.
神のビジョンは全能の神ご自身によって必ず成し遂げられます。
God's vision is always accomplished by Almighty God Himself.
私たちはそのすべてを見ることはできません。あまりにも壮大すぎるからです。
Of course, it's absolutely impossible for us to clearly and completely see God's vision because it's too great, it's too awesome, too wonderful.
でもそれを信じてそこに加わっていくことはできます。
But we can believe in God's vision and we can choose to join God in it and be an active part of it.
神様はそのように私たち一人一人すべての人に語りかけ招いてくださって
God speaks to every one of us and invites all of us to be and to do just that.
今週皆さんが神のビジョンを追い求めるとき祝福と恵みが皆さんと共にあります。
This week, as you seek and pursue God's vision, I pray that the blessing and grace of God be upon you.